Welcome to our Saturday wrap-up edition of AI Daily. I'm Sarah, and what a week it's been. Alex and I are here to recap the key insights we've shared and look ahead to what's coming next in the world of AI.
Thanks, Sarah. It really has been an incredible journey this week. We've covered everything from the basics of AI to cutting-edge healthcare applications, and I'm excited to tie it all together for our listeners.
Let's start with Monday, where we explored the latest trends and covered AI fundamentals. What were your key takeaways from that discussion?
Monday really set the foundation. We talked about how AI is essentially sophisticated pattern recognition. When Netflix recommends a movie or your phone recognizes your face, it's finding patterns in data. The big trend we highlighted was the intensifying competition between tech giants, which is fantastic news for consumers because it means better, more accessible AI tools.
And we emphasize that AI is already everywhere in our daily lives, even if we don't notice it.
Exactly. That invisible helper concept is so important. AI isn't some futuristic technology. It's in your email spam filter, your GPS navigation, your streaming recommendations. Understanding this helps demystify AI and makes it less intimidating for newcomers.
Curiously, Tuesday took us on that fascinating historical journey. What struck you most about AI's evolution?
The timeline really puts things in perspective. From Alan Turing's theoretical concepts in 1950 to ChatGPT's natural conversations today, we've come so far. But what I love is how each breakthrough built on previous work. Eliza in 1966 was primitive compared to today's chatbots, but it pioneered the idea of human-computer conversation.
Intrigued. The AI winter period was particularly interesting. It shows how the field has had ups and downs.
Absolutely. The 1970s and 80s AI winter teaches us that progress isn't always linear. Researchers overpromised and underdelivered. Funding dried up. But that setback led to more realistic expectations and eventually stronger foundations for today's breakthroughs.
And we covered so many real-world applications, from healthcare to agriculture to gaming.
That breadth really shows AI's versatility. Whether it's detecting cancer in medical scans, optimizing crop irrigation, or creating more engaging video game characters, AI is solving real problems across every industry. The key insight is that AI augments human capabilities rather than replacing human judgment.
Wednesday was our deep dive into technical concepts. How did we do making complex topics accessible?
I think we struck the right balance. We explained narrow AI versus general AI, showed how neural networks work with that handwriting recognition example, and covered different learning approaches, supervised, unsupervised, and reinforcement learning. The goal was helping people understand what's happening under the hood without getting lost in technical jargon.
The pattern recognition theme really tied everything together.
Yes, whether it's image recognition, language processing, or game playing, it all comes down to finding patterns in data and using those patterns to make predictions. Understanding this core concept helps people make sense of all AI applications.
Excitingly, Thursday's focus on practical tools was really hands-on. What were the standout recommendations?
We covered the big three AI assistants, ChatGPT, Google Gemini, and Claude, and emphasized that they're all free to try. For specialized tasks, we highlighted tools like DALL-E for image creation, Notion AI for productivity, and Duolingo for personalized learning. The key message was to start small and practical.
And we continued our trend analysis with AI agents and integration.
That's huge. We're moving from AI as a chat interface to AI as an active assistant that can take actions autonomously. Plus, AI is being built into every app and service, so soon you won't need separate AI tools. The intelligence will be everywhere.
Friday's mixed topics really showcased AI's breadth and depth.
Friday was fun because we explored unexpected applications. AI detecting diabetic retinopathy from iPhotos, accelerating drug discovery from decades to weeks, personalizing education through emotion detection. We also tackled important topics like privacy and the creative community's concerns about AI.
Admiringly, the healthcare applications were particularly compelling.
Absolutely. AI democratizing access to expert-level medical diagnosis in underserved areas, that's genuinely life-changing technology. And the drug discovery acceleration could lead to treatments for diseases that currently have no cure.
Excitingly, Now let's look ahead. What are the biggest trends you see emerging?
Multimodal AI is going to be transformative. Systems that seamlessly combine text, images, audio, and video. Instead of describing what you want, you might show a rough sketch, hum a melody, and speak your requirements all at once. AI will understand and work with all these inputs simultaneously.
Curiously, what about AI integration into existing software?
That's accelerating rapidly. By next year, I predict AI features will be standard in most productivity software. Your email will help you write better messages, your calendar will intelligently schedule meetings, and your photo editing will understand natural language commands. The distinction between AI tools and regular tools will blur completely.
Concerningly, are there any challenges we should be watching?
Privacy and misinformation remain significant concerns. As AI gets better at generating realistic content, distinguishing between human and AI-created material becomes harder. We need better detection tools and digital literacy education. Also, ensuring AI benefits everyone, not just those who can afford premium tools.
Thoughtfully, what about the job market impact?
This is complex. AI will definitely change how we work, but history suggests technology creates new types of jobs while transforming existing ones. The key is adaptability, learning to work with AI rather than being replaced by it. AI should augment human creativity and productivity, not eliminate human judgment and oversight.
Inquisitively, looking at the competition between AI companies, how will that evolve?
Competition will intensify, which benefits users through better products and lower prices. But we might see consolidation too, smaller AI companies being acquired or partnering with larger platforms. The winners will likely be companies that make AI most accessible and useful for everyday people.
Advisingly, what advice do you have for our listeners as they navigate this AI-enhanced future?
Stay curious and experiment, but remain critical. Try AI tools to see how they can help you be more productive and creative, but always verify important information. And don't let AI replace your critical thinking. Most importantly, remember that AI is a tool to enhance human potential, not replace human values and judgment.
Suggestively, any specific recommendations for staying updated?
Expertly, follow reputable tech publications, official AI company blogs, and podcasts like ours. But don't try to track every development. Focus on AI applications relevant to your work and interests. The field moves fast, but the fundamental concepts we've covered this week will remain important.
Boldly, what's your boldest prediction for AI in the next 5 years?
I think AI will become as ubiquitous and essential as the internet is today. Every device, every app, every service will have some form of AI enhancement. But more importantly, we'll see AI helping solve major global challenges: climate change, disease, education, and inequality. The technology we've discussed this week is just the beginning.
Excitingly, as we wrap up our first week, what are you most excited about for future episodes?
I'm excited to explore emerging technologies like AI robotics, quantum AI, and brain-computer interfaces. We'll also dive deeper into specific industries and hear from AI practitioners and researchers. Plus, as AI evolves rapidly, we'll always have new developments to discuss.
And we'll keep it accessible and practical for everyone, regardless of their technical background.
That's our commitment. AI shouldn't be mysterious or intimidating. By understanding the basics and staying informed about developments, anyone can benefit from this incredible technology and contribute to discussions about its future.
Thankfully. Perfect. Thank you to all our listeners who joined us for this first week of AI Daily. We've covered the fundamentals, explored real applications, and hopefully inspired you to experiment with AI tools yourself.
Gratitude. It's been fantastic sharing this journey with everyone. Remember, the AI revolution isn't something happening to us, it's something we're all participating in. Every time you use an AI tool, you're part of shaping how this technology develops.
Invitingly, next week we'll continue exploring new topics, dive deeper into emerging trends, and keep AI accessible and relevant to your daily life. Thanks for being part of the AI Daily community.
Concludingly, until next week, keep experimenting, keep learning, and remember that the future is intelligent, and so are you.
Cheerfully. I'm Sarah, and this has been Alex. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you Monday for another week of AI discoveries.
Happily, Enjoy your weekend and don't forget to notice all the AI already working to make your life better.